We human beings like to think that we're rational creatures, that our decisions and actions are based on common sense and rational thought. But the fact is that our minds are made up of both conscious and subconscious parts, and the subconscious part plays a huge role in our decision-making processes. Your brain actually automates a lot of the activities you engage in on a day-to-day basis. And I'm not just talking about things like your heartbeat or breathing. I'm talking about physical actions we take on a day-to-day basis, like punching in a password, or turning lights on or off, or driving. Think about if you wanted to learn juggling. You buy 3 balls. You maybe get a pamphlet on how to start, or you watch a few videos on YouTube. Then what? You don't just start juggling perfectly. You throw the balls in the air, try to juggle them, and drop them again, and again. Then suddenly you manage to catch one before dropping them. Then you manage to catch one and flip it into the air before the next one lands. Then you manage 2, then 3. Slowly, and with practice, you get the hang of it. Think about these words that we use so often without ever really stopping to think about their implications. Practice, and getting the hang of something. Words and phrases so simple, we never stop to analyse them. Think about learning to juggle. What is actually going on? You have a skeleton with muscles attached to it, and by contracting, the muscles can make the skeleton move. Learning to juggle is a complicated coordination between hundreds of different muscles, getting your hands in exactly the right place at the right time, depending on the weight and size of the balls, the pull of gravity, the effects of air pressure, and 1,000 other delicate calculations. The point here is that the student juggler doesn't need to sit down with a pen and paper and work out the weight of the ball, the gravitational force, air drag, muscle contraction, timing, and all the other things that are required to juggle. They just throw the balls again and again and again, and under the level of their conscious mind, an amazing thing is going on. The subconscious is coordinating the whole process. It recognises every time something goes wrong, every time something gets better, and makes infinitesimal adjustments all the time. When something goes well, it learns to repeat the sequence, and when something goes badly, it rejects it and makes adjustments. With constant repeated attempts, these improvements are made. We start off useless, we slowly improve, we become competent, then proficient, then expert. This isn't just true for juggling, it's true of any physical activity. Not just sports like football, baseball, hockey, motor racing, or learning to ride a bike. Soldiers aren't just shown how to load and fire a weapon, then sent out to the battlefield to get on with it. They are shown and then practice the process again and again until they're stripping and loading their weapons in their sleep. Then, when they are in the chaos of battle, with the exhaustion and fear and shock, they react automatically. Those rounds just keep flying toward the enemy. Think of the word experience. It's doing something over and over again so you get better at it. The subconscious doesn't just learn, it remembers. Think of the phrase, it's like riding a bike. It takes time and practice to learn to ride a bike, but when you've learned how to do it, or rather, when your subconscious has worked out the exact muscle coordination required to ride it, it's not something you ever forget. This is good in one respect, but can be bad in another. After all, what if what's been learned suddenly needs to be changed? This is a specifically modern problem. When we were cave dwellers, there were very few motor responses that would suddenly become obsolete and need to be changed. After all, our muscular structure remains fairly constant, as does our skeleton, gravity, air drag, and so forth. But modern living has thrown up some interesting challenges.